I'd just like to tell you some of the things that we have been doing in the Scottish Parliament, not just as individuals and individual parties, but also through the Trust Party Group for Asylum Seekers and Refugees, which is actually quite a powerful group. Rosie's a member of that group also, and so am I. And we've been visiting various areas. We went to Dungavel, we went to Glasgow City Council, we've visited families as well, we've visited groups. And some of the successes that we have had, which perhaps we don't shout loud enough about, is the fact that when we first received asylum seekers into our midst in Sighthill and other areas of Glasgow, we started to check up with the Parliament because people were not getting what they were entitled to: health, education, social work. They weren't getting that. We started to check up, asking questions of the Scottish Executive, and we got answers back by no, Westminster was not giving the Scottish Parliament any extra money at all for the needs of the asylum seekers. Through pressure, we changed that. We did get extra money for health, social work and education into the Parliament to give out to these agencies. And well, it didn't make life 100% better for the asylum seekers. It certainly helped their life somewhat anyway. Also, the fact of the terrible voucher system, the horrific voucher system, which was a complete scam, and basically shops and others were making money out of it, and not just the asylum seekers. We were going in with maybe a voucher for £10. They were saying to them, well, this voucher is worth £9 and I don't have a pound to give you back in change. Therefore, they were getting cheated all the time. We got rid of that. We got rid of the voucher system, which I think is credible for the Trust Party group and individuals also. And that's why I say, although at the moment, when you look at the general election campaign, which, as I already said, is abhorrent that they use racism, you know, to basically push forward their policies, we have had some successes, and I think we should shout and make it very, very clear where these successes are coming from. And it is individuals and some parts of the Scottish Parliament. You can't hear? Oh, sorry, you were doing this. I thought maybe I wasn't shouting loud enough. I'm out campaigning this morning up in Hindland, so perhaps my voice isn't quite as strong or as loud as it should be. But that's one of the reasons why I think we do need in this election to make sure that the right-wing parties, and I don't just mean the BNP by that, because most of the Westminster parties, unfortunately now, have got right-wing policies. We have to make sure they don't get elected, and we have to make sure we push that forward loud and clear. There's various things that I want to see happen in the Scottish Parliament. Independence, obviously, is one of them. But one of the things that we've been pushing, and we put it right to the top of the agenda, by, you know, questions into the First Minister, that immigration asylum must come to the Scottish Parliament. It must be part of the powers and the legislation of the Scottish Parliament. You just need to speak to people, and it's not everyone south of the border, the wrong to tar everybody in the same brush, but you just need to speak to certain people south of the border, and the media and the newspaper reports they get down there certainly colours their vision. But when you speak to people in Scotland, asylum seekers, they're welcome. People want them in. We don't want anything else to start to bring troubles into our country. Because Scotland's a beautiful country. It's got plenty of room. We welcome everyone to come into our country. So we must fight and really, really fight hard to make sure that these issues, asylum and immigration, are brought forward to the Scottish Parliament. And believe me, I and Rosie and the others throughout the Parliament will be fighting really hard to make sure these powers are given to the Scottish Parliament. Some of the things, once we get these powers to the Scottish Parliament, I'd like to see happen. Hopefully they'll happen before even we get the powers. The very first thing is the closure of Dungavel. That is a prison. It's not anything else. It's a prison where not only the people there are treated like prisoners, but the visitors are treated like prisoners also. Our fingerprints are taken when we go to visit people. When you ask the officers in charge, what do you do with these fingerprints? It's none of your business. I'm still awaiting a reply of what's happened to my fingerprints. And as I said, I don't have at the moment a criminal record, but who knows, I may have, you know, when sometime, and my fingerprints are sitting there in Dungavel. What kind of thing is that in a democratic country? That's the very first thing that I would certainly do, would be closed down. I'm sure we all would close down Dungavel. Also, I would like to see immigrants, asylum seekers being able to work, being able to actually get a job when they come to this country. They want to contribute. They don't want to be labelled as somebody that sits on the dole and gets handouts. They want to work, and they've got lots to contribute. At my surgery and constituency, I see a number of asylum seekers who are doctors, nurses, engineers. They want to work. We need them, and yet they can't get a chance or an opportunity to work. And all that is creating is unscrupulous employers employing people for something like £1, £1.50, £2 an hour without any stamp, without any security for them whatsoever. And I think if we had the people coming into our country being able to work, that would put an end to it. And thirdly, and it's not lastly, because there's loads of things that follow on from it, is the fact that people who are fleeing persecution basically should be given the right to come to any country they want to come to. Yeah. That's what I believe also. I don't want to echo William McIlvany's talk about, or his speech, when he says we're all mongrels within here. And we are, actually, though, we are. Most of our families come from Ireland and various other areas of Great Britain and out with it also. So if it's good enough for us, why isn't it good enough for everybody else? Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, we open our hearts and our arms to everyone who wants to come in, who's fleeing persecution. And I think the Scottish people want that. And I say to everyone in this room and everyone outside you can speak to, please put forward the message that asylum seekers and people who seek immigration basically are people who want to contribute to this country. They are not people who are work shy or bogus, which is a favourite word of the press. They're nothing like that at all. They're people that want to contribute. I've met many of them, and I can assure you the amount of money you've got to live on, I don't know how you have this massive big feast that you actually produce. I was up at a house in Scots in the High Flats. They said, would you like to come back at 4 o'clock and have a tea? And I said, that'd be lovely. And I went along and the whole floor was covered with the most beautiful food, rice, glazed chicken. I don't know how they did it. I couldn't supply that, honestly. And the food was absolutely fantastic. And we all sat down, from the grandmother, the mother, to the grandkids, all sat down in the living room. That's what I call a community. That's the kind of community I came from, and that's a community that I want to go back to. And I think you actually bring us that great delight of the community you have into ours. For too long now, we are starting to, you know, disintegrate as a community, as we're flung out to all the airts and pairs, not just in Glasgow, but in other areas of Scotland. We need that community spirit back. And we're going along to Pastor Daly's mission and visiting various other people. I'm absolutely amazed and overjoyed when I see everyone joining together and helping each other. And to me, that's what it's all about. We're all human beings, regardless of our colour, our creed, our religion, and we should be treated as human beings. And I just thank you all very much and hope you'll take from this conference some of the stuff. I'm happy afterwards to take any questions, or if anyone's got any personal, you know, anything you want to raise with me, to put in through the Parliament. I'm more than happy to do that. So please feel free to answer, ask any questions you like, and afterwards I'm happy to speak to everyone. But thanks very much for inviting me, and hopefully we'll go forward to victory and get the immigration asylum laws into the Scottish Parliament, because I think that is the only way forward, for not just for yourselves, but for us as a nation also. Thank you.